Welcome to another insightful episode of Yashoda Health Podcast, your trusted companion on the journey to better health. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we are delving into the critical topic of managing high-risk pregnancies, a fetal medicine perspective. Joining us today is Dr. Navya, Consultant Fetal Medicine at Yashoda Hospitals at Hitech City and Somajigura. Dr. Navya, it's wonderful to have you here.
Hello, everyone. I thank you for having me today here. So it is a very good topic what you have selected for today, because fetal medicine itself is an upcoming branch and when everybody wants to know what a fetal medicine specialist do.
So Dr. Navya, could you enlighten our listeners on what constitutes a high-risk pregnancy and why it's essential to manage these cases with specialized care?
Be it a normal mother or normal woman or a woman with any kind of an high-risk factors. So when we talk about high-risk factors is nothing but it could be because of the mother herself, or it could be due to the fetus, or it could be due to her past history. So if you want to enlighten what are the specific conditions where a mother become a high risk for the pregnancy, is that like most commonly when a mother is already having some kind of a sugar problems, that is a diabetic complicated pregnancy, hypertensive disorders complicating pregnancy, when the mother is having some kind of a heart disease. There also, the drug she intake or the procedure she has underwent previously might affect the fetus inside. Other conditions like whether a mother is having any kind of lung conditions, or even if a mother is having cancer, the drug she take, the chemotherapy or radiotherapy she take, that can affect the fetus. And other things like kind of a bariatric surgery, if a woman has underwent some kind of a weight losing procedures where there is a normal nutrients will not reach the fetus, which might affect the growth of the fetus. These are all the complications if a mother has prior to pregnancy itself, the drug she take and also the condition itself might cause some kind of a high risk factors. The other thing is that the fetus itself, if the fetus in this present pregnancy has kind of a developmental, that is structural developmental problems, structural defects or any kind of genetic problems in the family, or even the blood group of the mother will become a high risk. If a mother is a negative blood group, that might become a high risk in the pregnancy. So all this should be noted so that the adequate visits or adequate special management needed in this kind of a situation, we can guide the pregnancy along with the obstetrician.
So once you identify that a mother has a high risk pregnancy, so how do you go about identifying them during prenatal care?
Yes. So as I always say, there are five important periods where a fetal medicine specialist come in contact with a pregnant mother. Those are the scan period, like early pregnancy scan, NT scan. So in every scan, we also go through what is the history of the mother, because they give us the important points as how to manage this pregnancy or how many visits we need to check our patient, which is inside the mother, that is the fetus. So the first point of contact for any fetal medicine specialist to a pregnant mother will be the NT scan, where not only we look for the growth of the fetus, we also look into how is the fetus structural development and also whether there is any chromosomal markers. So for which we need the history of the mother. So we go into their history. With the history and all this ultrasound factors, and also the history, ultrasound factors and biophysical factors, which we call the BP measurement of the patient, height and weight measurement of the patient, this all combined together, we give a risk calculation so that whether the high-risk patient need any kind of a special treatment called Ecosprin tablet or not. Because this Ecosprin is a wonderful medication where if we given at the right point of time in the pregnancy, can prevent the complications such as preeclampsia, diabetes, or also fetal growth restriction, and also the spontaneous preterm birth, which are the nightmares for any obstetrician and also for a fetal medicine specialist for the well-being of the child inside.
So as you mentioned that fetal medicine plays a crucial role in managing high-risk pregnancies, could you elaborate on the specific interventions and diagnostic techniques used in this field to ensure the best possible outcomes for both the mother and the baby?
Yeah, it is actually a multidisciplinary approach. Not only the fetal medicine specialist, we always get a referral patients when there is already an existing genetic disorder in the family, or when there is an already existing heart disease in the mother, for example, or when there is already existing kind of autoimmune disorder in the family, like kind of SLE and all that. We take particular problem. If, for example, if a mother is having a systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE in the mother. So it is very important as a fetal medicine specialist to know what kind of SLE she is having. There are types of SLE, and we go into what kind of SLE she is having. If at all she is having any kind of a specific antibody elevated, anti-Ro or anti-La, those kind of a pregnancy will have a complication when the fetus is inside the womb itself. Like that, baby might develop fetal arrhythmias, for which we have to keep a very strict, vigilant watch on the fetal heart rate, which we start right from 16 weeks onwards. So if we find any kind of arrhythmia in the fetus, we can intervene in between and we can start with a simple dose of steroid, can change the arrhythmia to a normal rhythm, so that the risk of putting that fetus after birth with a pacemaker will decrease to around 18 to 60%. So for example, if, as I said, if a mother comes to us with a known genetic disorder in the family, so if we identify what kind of a genetic disorder in the family, we have a technique called invasive techniques called CVS, that is a chorionic villus sampling, which was done before 14 weeks of pregnancy. And there is amniocentesis, which is done after 16 weeks of pregnancy, where we get the sample of the baby. I always say, if I want to know what is your blood group, I cannot just see and tell you what is your blood group. I have to take the sample from you. Likewise, if I want to know what is the genetic problem in the baby, I have to take the sample from the baby. The sampling technique is called the CVS or amniocentesis, where we take the blood sample of the fetus and test for the genetic causes. If we find any kind of genetic causes, the earlier we can actually advise or counsel the parents as how to go about the pregnancy. Some parents will be willing to continue whatever the problems in the fetus they want to continue. So in that, we are only in the place where we give the options to the parents. We are not in the deciding factor to tell them whether to continue or not continue the pregnancy. So there, we do the counseling also, genetic counseling also. So we become a geneticist over there. So we do amniocentesis, we do CVS, we do this kind of a medical therapy. Like in SLE, we give a steroids for the fetus so that it will not develop any kind of a congenital heart block in the future. And if there is, we find any kind of anemia in the fetus, we can actually intervene and transfuse blood when it was still inside the womb, so that it will not develop anemia in the after birth. And for which we need multiple sittings, like not only one transfuse you do and baby will be fine later. We might have to do two or three cycles of intrauterine transfusion for the baby to come out of that fetal anemia phase. And the other techniques, other diagnostic and therapeutic procedures we have are in twin pregnancy, we have if a baby is having TTTS or acardiac twin, we can either reduce the fetus or we can actually make both the fetus survive in the twins by using other techniques called interstitial laser, radio frequency ablations, or bipolar cord coagulations to survive the fetus. So we have so many techniques now, and we have to apply that in the specific situations where it needs to be applied, for which fetal medicine people are very skilled for applying all these techniques for the individual patients.
So navigating a high-risk pregnancy can be overwhelming for expectant parents. So how do you support and empower them throughout the process, ensuring they remain informed and involved in decision-making?
So as I already said, the pre-existing conditions are the main important trigger factor for us to decide upon how to pursue with the pregnancy or how to go about for the pregnancy. So if a mother is having a particular disease, for example, if I want to talk about diabetes in the mother, it depends upon how much severe is the diabetes. If she is an overt diabetes where she is having the diabetes before pregnancy itself, or she is a gestational diabetic patient, depending upon the HbA1c levels, which is a level of the blood where we can see the last 3 months of sugar control. According to the value in that, we can actually have a risk calculation of how much effect that will have on the fetus. So if the HbA1c is more than one particular limit, there can be more effect on the baby. So accordingly, we can counsel the parents. This is a pregnancy where you need a more care because you have a HbA1c level of higher range. So your baby might get affected because of that. So you have a very strict, you should have a very strict sugar monitoring in the pregnancy and also very strict fetal monitoring. So it is not like a hypertension where only high BP will be affecting the fetus. It is a diabetic, both a low blood sugar and high blood sugar has a very abnormal impact on the fetus growth also, So this kind of a counseling, we can sit and talk with the patient so that we can design every frequent, how many frequent visits or scans she need in the pregnancy. So it is all with the history talking. It is just with the counseling we can actually decide upon the management in the pregnancy.
So given the advancements in medical technology, what developments do you foresee in the field of fetal medicine and how they might benefit patients with high-risk pregnancies in the future?
So we all now discussing about the most common features like diabetic pregnancy, hypertensive pregnancy, and those are most commonly seen high-risk factors in the mother. So where we need a very frequent visits or very different kind of management, which we individualize depending upon the condition of the mother. So there are advanced in technology where if the fetus has a high-risk factor, for example, if the fetus has a neural tube defects, so which can be identified in the obviously 100% diagnostic with the ultrasound itself. But why the baby is getting the neural tube defects, that is very important to know, because we have a prevention techniques like how we can prevent neural tube defects by simply giving a preconceptional folic acid, or if they have any kind of genetic problem like MTHFR gene, where the mother, if she have this kind of a mutated gene, she has a tendency to have neural tube defects in her recurrent pregnancies. So these kind of advancement in the genetics, also the understanding of our genetic basis of every disease or every problem we face in the fetus is more now. So the technology has been developed to treat this kind of a advanced understanding into the root cause of the diseases also. So for example, if at all the NTD has been found in the fetus, either the parents can decide to terminate the pregnancy, or there is a development of a surgery when the baby is still inside the mother's womb, we can repair the neural tube defects. Either there is a lot of techniques, like we can do an open surgery, we can do a fetoscopic surgery, or complete fetoscopic techniques to repair the neural tube defects. These are all the advancement. Like I already told you, like it could be feto procedures. Not only the procedures, not only the surgical techniques, we also have so much of medical techniques also, because genetic base of the every disease, as I said, is being more understood now for us. So there is more advancement in the stem cell therapies also. We also come up with giving some kind of a stem cell injection if the fetus is found to have a different form of a blood cancer called thalassemias. So we can give a stem cell therapy to the mother, which will definitely go into the fetus and change the genes of the fetus so that fetus can get benefited with this kind of advanced stem cell therapy. These are the new advances in fetal therapy we can see.
A heartfelt thank you, Dr. Navya, for shedding light on the complexities of managing high-risk pregnancies from a fetal medicine perspective. Your expertise is invaluable in ensuring the well-being of both the mother and the baby. And to our listeners, whether you're expecting or supporting someone who is, remember that specialized care is available to navigate the challenges of a high-risk pregnancy. Stay informed, stay proactive, and prioritize your health every step of the way. We'll be back soon with more informative discussions. Until then, take care. Thank you.